Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Can everyone hear me? Yep, thank you. My name's Robert Montgomery and I'm chairing the meeting today. Welcome to the Camden Local Planning Panel meeting. The other panel members are Dominic Pisano, our community representative on my right, on my left, Fiona Gainsford and Brian Kirk, who are also expert members of the panel. I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands and waterways of the Darawal people and also recognise surrounding Darug and Gundagara people and pay our respect to elders past, present and those emerging. We are an independent panel constituted under the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act, and the panel is charged with determining certain applications based on criteria issued by the Minister for Planning. As required by the Local Planning Panel Code of Conduct, each panel member has signed a declaration confirming that they don't have any conflict of interest in relation to the items that are on the agenda tonight. I'll just ask each panel member to confirm for the record that they have no conflict. Dominic?
No conflict.
Thank you. Fiona?
No conflict, thank you.
And Brian?
Brian Kirk, no conflicts of interest.
Thank you, and no conflict of interest from me. For each application, we'll hear from submitters first and then from the applicant. Each speaker has 4 minutes. The applicant, the owner and their representatives have a total of 15 minutes. When you get to the end of the time, I'll remind you to start summing up. Once we've heard all the submissions on a particular application, we'll move on to the next application. Members of the public are welcome to stay for other applications, but there's no further discussion on an item once we've heard from all speakers. Following the public meeting, the panel will deliberate in closed session and the minutes will generally be available on Council's website, usually within three business days of the meeting. I need to inform you that the meeting is being audio recorded and the recording will be available on Council's website in due course. No other recording is permitted without approval of the panel, and I'll ask you to put your mobile phones on silent, please. We have two items on the agenda today. Item one is a proposed subdivision and dwellings at Heath Road, Leppington, and item two is a proposed fit-out and use of existing premises for a 24-hour gym at Ironbark Avenue, Camden. So on item one, which is the subdivision, we have one speaker registered, Mr. Jeremy Swan. If you'd like to take a seat over here, press the speak button on the microphone, introduce yourself, and I gather you're here on behalf of the applicant, is that right?
Correct. I am one of the directors of the Planning Hub, okay. Which is the applicant in the DA.
Thank you.
I'm really here to obviously just say we're happy with the recommendation. We were able to view the conditions prior to them being provided to the local planning panel, and we're accepting the conditions. And really, I'm here if you've got any questions. Otherwise, all I'd note is there's no objections, and the only reason it needed to come to the panel was because we're proposing works on council land, which came out of discussions specifically with council. Yep.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Jeremy? No? Well, that was short and sweet.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Is there any? There's nobody here else here who wanted to speak on item one? Okay, well, we'll close that item and move on to item two. We have a number of speakers registered. Item two is the proposed gym at Camden. The first speaker we have registered is Alicia Chrysochoides. You have 4 minutes. We'll let you know when you're getting close to the time. Thank you.
Voice. That one. Thank you very much. panel members for the opportunity to speak. With my 4 minutes, I'll keep it very quickly. My name is Alicia Chrysokoides. I'm a solicitor at Piper Alderman. I act for a company called Mammy Property Proprietary Limited, who are the owners of number 8 Ironbark Avenue, so two buildings away from the proposed development. I am instructed to make submissions seeking a refusal of the application on two bases. The first relates to the failure of the application to properly accommodate the objectives of the zone, and that does relate to the two objectives for the E3 productivity zone in relation to providing for land uses that are compatible with but do not compete with land uses in surrounding local commercial centres. We appreciate that commercial competition does not inform development assessment under the planning system in New South Wales. Nonetheless, Council is obliged to take those objectives into account when they are forming a decision. And the language in objective number 1, compatible with but do not compete with land uses in surrounding and local commercial centres, does talk to a degree of preservation of existing uses and not necessarily injecting something that would be overly competitive. We appreciate that they're not side by side, but they are only separated by 33 metres, and we are talking about a gym that is the proposed gym of something in the order of 1200 metres squared area with parking. It is very close to an existing functioning gym, and we do not consider that to be an appropriate planning outcome for the particular parcel of land that we are talking about. Those are my submissions in relation to the objects of the zone. I think they will be capitalised when we look at the parking deficiency of the proposal. Currently, the proposal suggests 38 or 40 parking spots. Under the existing DCP controls, they would be required to provide 117 parking spots. With a reduced GFA informing those calculations, Council has come back with a value, I believe, of 77 parking spaces. However, the proposal continues to only proffer 40. It is a significant shortfalling of any control under the DCP, no matter how it is handled. And the impacts on that little locality will be real, because it's an unusual landform, and there are minimal road parking spaces. On that basis, we also submit that the deficiency in traffic in car spaces is not appropriate and warrants refusal of the application. And I have 53 seconds to spare, but that really sums it all up. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions? Just sorry, before you go, one question. Your client is the gym two doors down.
Yes.
How many parking spaces are provided on that site?
I actually don't know. Sorry.
All right, thank you. Our next speaker is Michael Brown.
Thank you, Chair and panel. I'm here to object to the proposal and ask that the panel refuse this application for a number of reasons. Firstly, I'd like to point out to the panel that in 2021, I lodged an application for the site for a gymnasium, and I was requested to withdraw the application on the basis that the gymnasium would have an impact on car parking issues and the amenity of the residents, which is what's been raised by the residents in this matter. Insufficient car parking, a whole raft of other issues, and my client at the time said, it's all too hard. So we've rejected the application. I'm not quite sure what the difference would be in terms of the application in 2021 to now, but that may be a question you need to ask the council staff about that. The issue of the amenity and car parking goes to the very issue of this application. It is an issue that's been raised by the residents as a concern that they have, and the acoustic report that's been prepared by Reef Acoustic Consulting does not address the issues. It addresses the issue of 97 Old Hume Highway, which is located up the road a bit. It doesn't look at the houses across the road, which are near the near the car park, the entrance and the exit from the car park to the gymnasium itself. Those houses haven't been addressed at all. In fact, the Acoustic report does not even address the car park issue of noise generated, which is what the council asked in the pre-DA meeting. It ignores the issue on the basis that one assumes that every person will be parked in the 39 spaces on the site. No overflow car parking in the street, nothing like that at all. In a nighttime situation, we all know, you open and shut doors and you talk, the noise gets louder. It has not been addressed. There's no assessment of those issues about people talking in the street, talking in the car park, closing doors, a whole raft of issues. This application is so deficient, it's not funny. The person before me raised the issue of the car parking. I won't go into that detail. Just to say that there's only one third of the car parking spaces provided on site by this application in comparison of the DCP. DCP requires 117, there's 39 on site. That's all there is. People will park in the street. That's a given. It happens now, and it'll happen again. And I wouldn't like to be there of a night time, particularly in the sleep disturbance period, when this gymnasium is going, and people are outside talking, closing doors, starting cars up, the whole run. Oops, almost close, anyway. There's been no assessment of the issue of crime prevention. I know the police have looked at that and said there's no issue, but there's no assessment of that at all in the council report. Better make sure I'm quick. Car parking's been addressed, but and the impact, if you look at the frontage of that premises, it's all glass, so that place is going to be lit up at like a Christmas tree at night time. So there are impacts on the amenity of the people in that area, particularly across the road, that has not been addressed by this application whatsoever. I think that's probably all I need to say.
Thank you for that. Michael, I didn't catch who you were representing today.
I'm representing James Forsyth behind me.
Okay, he's a resident.
No, he's a owns a premises called Anytime Fitness. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Located in Narellan.
Yep. All righty. Thanks.
And he'll talk about that issue that he had to go through council and trying to get that approved.
Yes. Any other questions?
No.
No. Thanks very much, Michael.
Ta.
Our next speaker is James Forsyth.
Thank you, Chair. I want to speak today purely on parking and three main issues with that. I've already made a submission to the planning panel regarding gross floor area and the definitions of that and why we should keep to those definitions. But essentially, there's a 1,500 square metre gym being proposed with 39 parking spaces. The DCP requires 117. In order to justify that, I noticed the council issued variation assessment references this guide from Transport for New South Wales, technical guide for transport practitioners and guide to transport impact assessment. If we go to paragraph 2 under parking rates, it specifically says parking controls specified in LEPs and or DCPs are to be given precedence over what's in this report. So this report's being used to, vary parking from 117 down to either 38 or 39. Furthermore, if we do use this report, it specifies 3 spaces per 100 square metres of gross floor area, but only if the gym is located within a centre and is in close proximity to rail and bus. Last time I checked, this proposal was 2.2 kilometres from the Camden CBD, and there's definitely no rail services. If we're going to rely upon bus transportation, public transport as a mode share only accounts for between 3% and 5%. I'd be more than happy to tender that document at some point if you'd like to look at that. That's the first point. The next issue is the traffic impact assessment. It calculates traffic parking space demand based upon entries per hour from a gym located in Miranda of the same franchise. That's all good and well, except entries per hour doesn't accommodate for the average duration of a gym member visit. I know from other data that the average duration of a gym visit is about 92 minutes. So it's more than 1 hour. So when we're looking at, you know, 45 entries per hour, you actually need 60 or 70 parking spaces for that. And that's based on the site in Miranda only being 1,100 square metres. Some basic math says you only need between 80 and 100 parking spaces for this proposal. And that's only for patron parking, doesn't include staff, personal trainers, technicians, cleaners, etc. And finally, if I could draw your attention to DA number 124 from 2022, that was for 922 square metre 24/7 gym. Part of that, condition number four of that was that a minimum of 64 parking spaces be maintained on the site for exclusive use by the indoor recreational centre. The proposal that's before us today is for a 1,500 square metre gym, so 1.6 times bigger, with less than half the parking available. It just falls short in so many ways. And finally, if you look at the proposed floor plan, there's 104 pieces of equipment proposed in this gym. 38 parking spaces is not going to be enough. I request that the panel refuse this application in its current form. Happy to take any questions if you want.
Thank you. You referred to DA 124, 2022. Whereabouts was that?
In 2 Maxwell Place, Narellan.
Thank you. And how many spaces do you provide for your gym?
64.
64. Okay. And your floor area?
922 square metres.
Thank you for that. Any other questions? No? Thank you very much. Oh, sorry, we've got one question.
You mentioned about the average stay of people using gym, so what did you say that was?
Roughly? 92 minutes.
92 minutes. Yep. So obviously that's different parts of the day. I'm just trying to get my head around, you know, when people go to the gym.
Yep.
So it's, how does that work with you? Would you see, you know, obviously peak times and low times?
So that's the average. So some will be more, some will be less. You know, the average workout time is about 75 minutes. And then you have, you know, people often go and have a shower. And
your experience at the gym, so peak times, when would they be?
Early in the morning and late in between about 4 and 8 p.m.
So in between, say, about 10 and 3 is the sort of low times?
It varies from site to site. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's certainly morning and evening peaks.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for that. Before we hear from the applicant, is there anybody else who may not have registered who wished to speak against this application? Yes, if you could please come forward, take a seat, tell us who you are and where you live, and tell us your concerns.
Oh, actually, I thought you were asking in regards to the applicant, of which I'm part of the representation of the applicant.
Sorry, you're speaking for the applicant.
Correct, yes. I was asking whether
there was anybody else who wished to speak against the application. No, nobody? So, okay. So you are Kieran Arana, is that right?
No, my name is Dean Brody, Positive Traffic. I prepare the traffic and parking report for the assessment.
Is there anyone else speaking on behalf of the applicant?
and Kieran.
Yeah, perhaps you can...
Just thought we could answer some questions
come
as well.
And, come and sit down next to your traffic expert. And you must be Kieran Arana. Okay. Assume you've read the report, you've read the draft conditions, and you've heard read the objections, and you've heard from submitters today. So I'll leave it to you as to how you wish to respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the time to speak. So I'm the author of Traffic Report. I've done a lot of traffic reports for gymnasiums, and in terms of the DCP rates, they have adopted the RTA Guide to Traffic Generating Developments, which was prepared in 2002, and that is a rate per GFA. What the RTA Guide does say is that, at the time that those rates are prepared, 24-hour gyms were not as prevalent as they are today. There is a prevalence now of 24-hour gyms. If you go to the Camden Town Centre, there's an Anytime Fitness, there's a Curves Gym, and there's a Plus Fitness Gym all 24 hours within one block of each other, and have absolutely no on-site parking to serve any of those gymnasiums in the town centre. So they're uses that can have the propensity of a linked trip, such as you're going somewhere but you'll go to the gym and you'll do another trip, such as go to the supermarket, etc. So at the time that those rates were prepared, like I said earlier, the 24-hour gyms were not as prevalent as they are today. Travel behaviour is different post-COVID. I guess after 30 years of transport planner, we're seeing different changes about when people attend, but I appreciate the expertise here today commenting on their experience themselves. So what the RTA guy says is that if you have the opportunity to survey the similar type of use, etc., that is also a good thing to get an understanding of use. And we've tried to be quite transparent about what that information is, putting aside, I guess, the commercial confidence of that information. We're a much larger gym, albeit these are the branding is the Gold's Gym, so there's not as many of those available. A much larger gym, and then a smaller gym in Miranda, as the gentleman said earlier, of about 1,100 square metres. And even taking a doubling of the size at Miranda, you don't get a doubling of the patronage. The one in Queensland is quite big. It's 2,100 square metres. So in terms of the entries, yes, there is a variance, if you like, of attendance in that. The gym that I attend, from a class base, when I attend the classes, they're 40-minute classes, and they make sure that everybody's out before anybody comes in. So you do get some cross-section, but I appreciate there's also individual access to machines, etc. But ultimately, the approach of the traffic report was to be quite transparent in surveys of the same branding of gym 24 hours and the patronage of that, and then to apply a factored rate, if you like, to come up with what this might be expected over a 24-hour period. So it has seeking a variance from the DCP rates, albeit they were, as I said earlier, what they've been based on, and to try and provide a transparent measure of parking demand based on patronage of surveys of similar types. So I just wanted to sort of clarify the approach of the traffic report. It did refer to the DCP, being quite upfront of what the DCP has asked for, and then progressed on from there after I sought to obtain patronage data from the user. So if there was any more questions around, you know, the traffic or the parking, etc., feel free to ask them. I might pass on to Kieran if we like, just if that's okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Chair.
First speaker? No. Okay.
So good afternoon, panel. I'm Karen Arana from Design and Planning, and I'm the town planner who prepared the development application for the Gold's Gym at 2 Ironbark Avenue, Camden, on behalf of AMH Management. The proposal seeks the change of use of the existing building to a 24-hour gymnasium, including internal fit-out works, installation of new signage, and reconfiguration of the existing car park. The site has a unique and prominent location at the southern gateway to Camden, yet it has remained vacant for much of the past decade, with previous small business tenants struggling to achieve success. Given its international recognition, Gold's Gym is well positioned to be the ideal candidate for establishing a long-term presence at the site. The Gold's Gym chain was established 60 years ago and is renowned for its long-standing reputation as a premier fitness brand, particularly in the realms of bodybuilding and general fitness. The chain has over 700 locations across 30 countries and is continuing to expand its presence in Australia, where it currently operates 9 clubs with a team of 120 staff. Gold's Gym is distinguished from other gyms through its exceptional service, state-of-the-art equipment, and a strong sense of community that fosters motivation and success. The demand for high-quality gyms in Camden is rising, driven by substantial population growth and a growing awareness of the importance of fitness and health. Therefore, the proposed gym is the perfect use for the vacant site, addressing the fitness needs of the local community. Aside from the social and health benefits of the gym, the proposal will also have economic benefit through the creation of jobs. The traffic and parking assessment and the noise impact assessment prepared for the DA confirmed the suitability of the site for use as a 24-hour gymnasium. The Council Commission peer review of the traffic assessment has further verified the appropriateness of the proposal with regard to parking provision and traffic generation. Accordingly, we respectfully seek your approval of this development, which we believe will be a beneficial and lasting asset for Camden. Thank you for your time and consideration. The applicant, the traffic consultant, and I are happy to provide further detail or answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that, Kieran. Any questions?
No. I do.
Yes.
I've got a question around your, around 24/7 safety. Is there any, could you just give us a run through as to how the gym works in terms of safety?
So the applicant will be preparing a management plan, which, the applicant will be preparing a management plan, which will outline all the details. And they already have a draft, which was briefly included within the statement of environmental effects.
Yeah, so for example, I understand that you've just mentioned that the gym is a part of a chain. Is there a commitment, or it's more about that strategic commitment to safety? Obviously, you're running 24/7. Is there anything specific that you have, or can you explain how the gym, that your brand of gym works in relation to safety?
So my applicant will probably have more detail on that.
Yeah, sorry.
How to work for the gyms, but I'm pretty sure there'll be security cameras.
Sure.
They have swipe passes, so only members won't be entering, and so it's also will be have staff on site from till 5 p.m. But after that, it will be for members only.
Okay, thanks.
Dominic,
just wanted to ask you, Mr. Brown, before mentioned about obviously there's a lack of identified parking and a shortfall there, which has been identified, but Mr. Brown mentioned about the parking along the road, so 24 hours, 24/7, people going onto the streets. You know, I'm not saying the streets are going to be full at 12 o'clock at night, but peak hours or peak times, you've got people along the road talking, communicating, opening cars. It might be middle of the night. How would you address that issue if you do complaints, and then if that becomes an issue?
So the peak hours
of
the gym will probably be between maybe 5 to 7. So once it's the night time and there's issues of sleep and noise disturbance, the I think the average of people within the gym at the time is only about less than 10 probably per an hour. So we're not anticipating there to be much noise generated at night time or early in the morning either.
Yeah, but it is a much larger scale operation. You have a lot more, more patronage from a business point of view. So, but that just that increase of noise along the street, that seems to be a bit of a concern that was raised.
Yeah, it's adjacent to an existing commercial, in terms of a little commercial pocket there in terms of across the road being, previously this was a caravan dealership with a car dealership.
But they operate during the day.
Correct.
The childcare centre operates during the day.
Correct, that's exactly right.
This is 24-hour.
Correct, that's right. So I find with these sort of developments, in particular ones that have a 24-hour operation, is that they have to try and be the best neighbour they can because, in terms of noise complaints and dealing with council and really adhering to the findings of what the reports are saying that is expected to happen. In some respects, people have a little bit more propensity parking on site in later evenings when it is quieter and, there's an assurance of parking just in terms of having that passive surveillance, the CCTVs and that sort of thing. So I personally don't, not to say that would anybody park on the street in front of this site. Yes, it could happen, absolutely, like it could. But I would hope that the proponent is it's endeavours to be that good neighbour, if you like, in terms of the promoting and pulling up, advising members if that becomes a problem, etc., to really use the car park as the first point. The other thing that this site has is that half the car park's in a building. So in terms of noise attenuation, it doesn't suffer completely from just one big open-air car park of 40 spaces or 60 spaces. Half of it's in a building. So hopefully that goes some way in terms of alleviating some of those noise pressures during the later periods.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you for that. Have you read the draft conditions?
Yeah.
And
that was one of the conditions in there which I raised. The noise will need to be monitored and reviewed again after a month, so our client at that red state will be able to provide additional.
Okay, so you don't have any issues with the conditions?
Yeah. No, sure.
Okay, thanks very much. That concludes item two and concludes the meeting for today. So I'll formally close the meeting at 2:33 p.m. Thank you very much for your attendance and your time today. As I said earlier, the panel will now meet in closed session to deliberate, and our decisions and the minutes will be available on Council's website, usually within 3 working days. Thank you very much.